Have to call it, so we can start from page 9. After we discuss it, you don't have to wait for 5 days. It's the first.
Discuss that a lot. I don't know if we did.
Yeah, as well, do it inside with a couple of interesting shadows. Sometimes on Negev, and it's important to know, to at least to ask. But if you don't know to ask, then you just can't be helped, right? So first I would discuss is that the pshat and the waiting the 5 days is pshat being poirish from tashmish, right? So that means the first day was a vest day, and then she got a period, or it was Tisha B'Av, or Yom Kippur, or there was Avelus from one of them, and there was an Isser, the halacha of tashmish amita, then you count that day as day one, right? And if it's an oval or something and there's multiple days of Issus, then you would theoretically have to count it as many days as been Issus. Now, it's not usually Negeya because most women don't clear up that fast anyways. But theoretically, it could be, depending on when she starts seeing. Right? Yeah, so Vav. That's what that was, hey. So Vav, B'Shas HaTchak, because when Shechal Shabbos Acher Yom, B'Shas HaTchak, like now, where Shabbos, well here now Shabbos not falling out after Yom Tov by Pesach, but it's Yom Tov falling out after Shabbos, but it's the same thing, right? Shechol Shabbos after Yom Tov, then Tam Tov Chamisha Yom Tov Yitzvilas of Belel Shabbos, the Hotzilah will be in Lel Shabbos. Now again, his case is where Yom Tov is Wednesday night, Thursday night, and then there's Shabbos, right? So in our case, of this Pesach, let's say it's Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. So Sunday night would fall out. If it's dark, laharchik as a chaviva min atzvila, and you would have to be marchik to make to there be a distance, not a distance, not the right word. There be a separation between the chaviva and the tefila. Chaviva meaning the mitzvah preparation and the tefila. Yeshul hakol shatam ben rak arba yom. So then you could be mekel, and you only have to wait 4 days. Meaning to be marchik a tefila from. Chafifa is a b'diavad. We don't want to do that. We don't have a choice when it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. However, the chassidim, we don't like to do that. So the Shabbos, which gezeira of the Rabbanon should take precedence? Is it that the chafifa should be close to the tefillah, right? Or is that extra day of the 5 days? 4 days for sure you have to keep. That's already that you don't have a choice. We said 4 days is really just 3 days. That you can't go less than four. But the fifth day is an extra added gzeira from the Rabbanon. And the harchik, the chafifa from the tefillah is also. So we'd rather eliminate day five than make the chafifa at least 1 day closer.
Is this all nice now? That it's in such a case,
yeah,
3 days.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to ask. Yeah, you don't have to ask.
Given.
Here, yeah. If he's saying it here that you don't have to ask, then you can realize that you don't have to ask. But now, my shot is, what about if it's just the 2 days? Is this because it's going to be 3 days? What happens if it's just 2 days? In other words, let's say the tefillah would fall out. Let's say the tefillah, mikvah would fall out Sunday night. No, this year here. And the tefillah would fall out Sunday night.
That's 3 days again.
That's not 3 days. Friday night. Shabbos. I mean, Matzah Shabbos.
That's any Shabbos.
That's just one day.
What?
No. Any Shabbos.
No, because then you can do it.
That's just one day,
on Matzah Shabbos.
Mm-hmm. You can do it.
What?
You can do it Friday afternoon.
No, but then you're going Matzah Shabbos. Oh. I'm saying, is it better to do it that if she should go Friday night?
Yeah, but is it more...
So you should, I don't know. I don't remember. I remember looking this up and I don't remember what we came out
with. Maybe Tasty is saying a 3 day answer. He didn't say anything. He says Shabbos Acher Yom Tov. Does he live in Eretz Yisrael, Tiger?
No. Mm-hmm. Lake was close to Eretz Yisrael, but it's not.
No, it's not
good.
You're Kurdish. Lake Wood.
I don't know. One day, I would think not.
If she's going to make a Matzah Shabbos, she should do everything Matzah Shabbos.
She should do most everything Friday. Well, half and half. That's really the best. Half and half.
Which half?
Whichever half she wants. Whichever half annoys her husband more.
You should drive her as crazy as possible.
Yeah.
I'm hearing him talking about the opposite. They're driving him crazy.
Just to get revenge. That was really. Right. Okay, so whatever it is, I don't know what that case, but the bottom line is if it's going to be a 2-day separation, right? So from Friday afternoon doing Shabbat to Shabbos day, whatever to Shabbat, what to Shabbos, Sunday night. So if it's 2 full days, then for sure you would do, you would eliminate 1 day, right, of the 5 days, and going from 2 day to that same day, I don't know. He doesn't say. So maybe. Yeah. Now what is now? Let's see Gizala though. Because what happens if there was Tashra Shamita that night before she got a period? So would you still say you could be Megal on the 5th day? Or would you say then that there's been a
Shamita, right?
Meaning, if there's no Tashra Shamita, so anyways, that's another Chumrah. Right? According to the Mechaber, if there's no Tashra Shamita, then that can already count as day one. Let's say there's no Tashra Shamita for 3 days. So according to the Mechaber, according to the Shulchan Aruch, which the Svarim, the Iker would hold like, then you could start counting those days that there were no Tashmish as day 1, 2, and 3. The Ramah comes in as Machna. Right? So, if there's no Tashmish, then you have like another reason to be Mekel. But maybe if there was Tashmish, then you have less of a reason.
But then you should already start chesbening, like if you're going to care that much to figure out if
well,
there was or not.
Well, it's not going to fall into 3 days, because...
I'm saying for the 5th day, then you should chesbening.
It's not going to fall out then. It's not going to fall out.
What's the tachy of Suffolk?
What, if it was tachy of Mamash Reina Shmosh?
Around the time, then you for sure
have to be Mamash. Yeah, so look, you're dialed in the footnotes. You're dialed. Hishloah Kodesh, Hikil Hecha Deloy Shimshah. He's Mekel, where there was no tachy of Shemita, he's Mekel, Hishloah. This can be with Torah Tashlam, and that's Torah Tashlam. Time is to be tired. The Nir Leila Hadar Achilu Hefesh Hashem Shem. It seems that he holds that even whether it was Tashra Shemita, he'll be Mekel. Okay? So that's already a little bit of an issue for that. You might need a Ruffle. If there was no Tashra Shemita, then you could for sure eliminate that 5th day. If there was Tashra Shemita, then already you should end. Okay? Him but the captain this he will then make Mustafa. Did he make Risha? There we go, very common. Okay. You found a stain. And you started seeing Noe from the Suffolk Dine Frisha, like we said. He said back wherever it was in Kusadi that if she sees a stain, it might be advisable to abstain for a day, for 24 hours, just to see what's gonna happen. Right? So now let's say that happened. So she found the stain, and they were not misophic within a prisha. Ulamachar is Ras Adam, and the next day she saw Adam. So now, when exactly do they start the 5 days? Right? You had a question? So the question is,
where is she supposed all the time, though?
You got problems.
Yeah.
No, what do you mean if she spots all the time?
So I know certain people, like they spot.
They have mid-cycle bleeding, that's what they call it.
I don't know what the difference is, but they spot.
Right.
Like throughout her human tolerance.
Call it underwear, she shouldn't be looking. And certainly after Tashmish, the man shouldn't be looking at himself. If the stains get big, then you have issues. Then you have to try and fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Medically, maybe. Right. Anyways, okay. So again, the matzah kesem v'tchilu linog misafik v'dinei krisha u'lamachas ras adam. So it was they were parish misafik, and then the next day they saw them. V'shalu l'chacham ala kesem v'tiro. Now what happened was is that he went and showed the chacham the stain that they separated from, and he was tar. So it's not exactly the same case as before. In other words, you have a stain, let's say on white for some reason, bigger than a gris, or on color very large. And you don't know what the din is, and it's too late to call the chacham, so you parish. Right? You don't get to a chacham for the next day. The chacham looks at it, but you've been parish. On your way to going to the chacham to bring the stain, on your way back, your wife says, she just got a period, so the whole shiloh wasn't negay.
Even if you know? That's what you're saying on the way back?
Now you know. Now, 1 second. So now, when do you start counting the 1 day? When do you start counting that first day? Can you start from yesterday when you were parish?
Depends if you got your...
So I'm saying on the way back, he got the fact that it's tar.
It's totally him or it's totally her?
Huh?
Is it totally him or totally her? I mean, she doesn't know what the rabbi said yet.
No. He got a psak. I mean, he got a psak that. Right. So shalu l'chacham ala kesef etiaru. Ain lahashiv esayim shapir shubay b'tayis of minyan chamisha yamim. You do not have to count that. You cannot. You cannot count that day as the first day because l'maisa she was tahira. Oh, you were pirish. So what? You did it by mistake.
Do you have to be Persian when she's
Persian? If you have a Shiloh, then you have to know. If you have a Shiloh, and you don't know what to do, then
it's
a Shiloh.
If it's on color, it's not a Shiloh.
Well, if it's a very large stain on color, then it is a Shiloh. Right? I will in loy hera with the kesem l'chacham, but let's say the husband was the usual lady. Right? So I can't say nishar b'tzah. So if the situation were to happen where you're on the way to the room and she gets a period, turn around. Don't go. Again, this is all theoretical because she's probably going to... Now, a couple of things here. I know of somebody who asked David Feinstein this Shiloh, and he said... Even if the Chacham said it's Torah, if they were not precious, then you can count that as the first day.
Okay, yeah.
He was chaylik on this line, basically, and he said, if they were not precious, again, I'm hearing this from somebody, you heard this from somebody, so it's probably not reliable, but just for the Ian Shabbat, that. Yeah, so, I mean, I could hear this, you could hear this for it both ways, right? The Maizeh, they were not precious for a Shiloh. Right?
So, halachically, they have to be
Mafreya.
It was okay. So then,
it's no better than if the doctor told them to say
that. You can always say that, though.
Maybe. But maybe you could say that there is somebody out there that would hold that they were also. He's just saying, okay, that's one issue. Another issue that I have is, now what does it mean, precious? And this I don't have a clear answer to. Does it mean Hachokas?
Mm-hmm.
Or just Tashmish? What about Chiluk and Nishik?
What does that mean?
Let's say they were only a half a precious.
What?
Let's say they were only not like half a precious.
Why would precious be anything except for a Tashmish?
What?
Why would it be more than Tashmish?
Why wouldn't it be anymore? I could hear the story. It should be just Tashmish. But now on the other hand, either you're Noeg Isser. No, because either you're Noeg Isser. But that's a cloud. We don't care. Tashmish, no Tashmish. We don't care.
Right.
So, wow, everybody's coming. Maybe we should talk to start at 8:35.
No. Start at 8:35. We'll start before 9.
We don't differentiate according to Ashkenazim. We don't differentiate whether there was Tashmish there or not. Right?
When?
The count of 5 days. Right? We say always it goes from when she starts seeing, when she becomes halachically also. So maybe if they're annoying.
What's the for that?
What's the for
that?
That's a life plug. That's a life plug. We're not going to. We're not going to start making all this. Oh, you have Tashmish. You didn't have Tashmish. No, Dylan's quiet on this here. Everybody's quiet tonight. Oh, nobody's yelling
at each other.
What's
enough for
me now?
I don't know the difference. Whatever.
Well, yeah.
So, Chari, it should only be Tashmish. Because then you have no Shiloh of Paletta Shechazer.
Yeah, but that doesn't make a difference on a normal period. It doesn't make a difference.
Well, what,
that's a little put, but here they're part of
what are they? We're talking about the Rabbanan, right?
So I'm saying
are there any different levels of what are the Harkonnen's Tashmish is the Rabbanan?
See, here he's talking about where she Lamaisa got her period. Right? And the Rav said Tahar. Right? Mm-hmm. What about the other case where we said that they separate for they know they're separating the Chumrah? This is a different question. They know that the stain is fine. You call the rub is fine.
Why
you call
it,
the rub says, your tahara. Your tahara, just separate from Tashmish.
Why would
and then she gets the period the next day. Can she count that day as day
one
or not?
Which is separate.
Why is it separate?
Because we said, remember he brought a suggestion at the study that
if
you abstain, then it would be at some time advisable to stay away for 24 hours just in case she gets a fit.
Is that
called pre-show or is that not called pre-show?
Well,
no, pre-show.
She's
still touching
it. Because
they were Parish Lamasa.
Why would you be able to get
so
pre-show? It was because of the stain?
It was because of the stain, but it wasn't halachically also.
Yeah, that goes to day one. That's the stain, day one.
But they weren't halachically also.
But if you came halachically also, that stain showed that they weren't.
They showed it to the Chacham.
No!
But the Chacham said it's okay, but be Parish.
Yeah, even so.
Why is the Chacham telling him to be Parish?
Just in case, she's going to get a period.
So on what? Because to save him from an Isser?
Yeah.
If she gets the flow in a few hours, and the next day, that's a riot, that stain was from the beginning of it.
Yeah, but no, the stain was kosher stain.
No, your father told me.
It depends on what the situation is. Is if a woman constantly sees stains like that, then we're going to consider it the negayah to vestus. Again, the halacha of vestus is very different than the halacha of the 5 days. Right? We already said that if she sees ben hashmasha, she can count that day as one, but for the vestus, it's a night.
No, we said that.
Yeah, I think we said that.
From here, he's mashma that if the husband brought in the ketam, and before he gets... What if he doesn't get nazar right away? What if he dropped it off? He gets a phone call the next day, and at that point she'll...
No, it doesn't mean... And any time you find that it was tar, according to this...
Right.
Makes sense.
So, in other words, it would be the same thing.
You're saying if the culture came. If this is okay... If this
is not okay,
then a culture came. I would agree with that. I would agree.
What was the question?
I would agree with that spot.
One more time?
You're saying in this view, you have the floor. If in this case where Lamaisa she was tar and they were pirish completely as if she was usser, it still doesn't work, right? So kol shekain in our case where we know she's tar, being pirish because it's cautious, they're being cautious. Then it's just culture.
The rabbi said that they should be Purish. There's a halachic reason.
You don't have to.
No, it's not halachic. The rabbi's not trying to halachic.
It's not
halachic.
There was more reason to separate before they had the answer from the rabbi.
So now I know there are those that disagree. Like what we're saying, B'Shem Rav David Feinstein, L'Chaira, in this case, can also be chaylik. If they're chaylik on this, then the chaylik will make them milk it. Okay.
If that was the situation with KPU, you tell the people to be parish or not?
What? Stain?
And not in those cases. What do you...
Well, it depends how small the stain is. If it's a small little stain, then chaylik or not. If it's a bigger stain, then yeah.
And it seems to be that he's more inclined
to... No. It's all tell. You can't even... There's no problem.
It all depends on the...
Yeah. Okay, next case. Next interesting case. Sofra Shimon Nikim V'Tavla. You see what up to that verse? Page Ein Zayin. Sofra Shimon Nikim V'Tavla. Very, very rare case. And this is where halacha could change. A woman counts Shimon Nikim, she goes to the mikvah. The Koidim Shashim Shafir Tanita. Before she gets a chance to be Mishamash Tanita with her husband, she becomes a Nida. Now, when does she count the 5 days? Now, here, what's the scenario? It's probably Chayra's Tali. If she saw it in the mikvah,
maybe let's continue.
What? Let's go this way. Let's say she saw it before she went to the mikvah. She was in the mikvah building, and she saw it before she went to the mikvah. Which grata happened here a few months ago? I saw a big stain on white in the mikvah. Yeah, and it's a problem.
She's always up, so why?
Yeah, Nechalam, so that's a no-brainer.
What?
So
I mean, right away.
She saw a stain. In the mikvah, she saw a stain. On white. Bigger than Igris, and it was red.
Well, when she went there?
She didn't go yet, but she saw before. Uh-huh. So that's a no-brainer. You don't have to start 5 days in. You start Shimon the next day, unless she saw it before Shkia, then she could do that. All right? But what happens is she went on the her way out of the mikvah. Does it start again? No. She never was with her husband. She never even got home yet.
But it was
that's number one. Number two, she gets home, but it fades. It's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Her husband doesn't come home from work for another 4 hours.
It's in the way she just starts shimming him no
fly. Right.
Okay.
That's pashut. Right? Afterwards, and then there's a few different madregas here. She could be home. Let's say there was chiyuv and nishuk with her husband, there was no tashmish. I mean, it was a time enough for tashmish, or maybe the husband wasn't home at all, and that's when it started getting into the situation. Right? So what does he pass? You do not have to count a new 5 days.
Why doesn't say time?
After she's
time.
Simon, I'll call you, I guess. And then,
I don't know.
I'm saying about the hotel. Yeah?
Doesn't specify a period of time.
2 weeks?
3 weeks.
What? Doesn't specify a time, right? At least on the top here. Let's see. You do not have to wait 5 days mechadash. Whenever she's able to make a hefsetara, then she can. The milta de leishchicha legazuvei rabban, not because any sort of svara that there was no tashrish, yes tashrish, just because it's the milta de leishchicha, something that's not shchia, rabban and not goza. It's such a rare thing to happen that the chachamim are not goza.
Is this so rare? Like somebody has a short cycle
and she had a hard time getting. Somebody has a short cycle and she had a hard time getting hefsetara, then it's not such a stretch of the imagination.
Right. I mean, it would be like a week of that, it would still be just early.
She had a hard time getting.
Yeah, but look at Tezayin, the footnote, at the bottom line. Bottom line and footnote Tezayin. The Ayin, Vigus Moshe, Shekhazav, the Ulai, Kishayelaz Man, Shahaz, Yechayel, Shamash, by. If there was time where she had the ability,
Nav
Tashmish, I don't know. Ela Sheira, Shalai Shimsha, but it happened that there was no Tashmish. Efshar Oid Lahachmer, then you should be Machmer.
I mean,
the same reason that you always have with the life slug, whether it's Tashmish Shemitah or not. The Maestro, they had the ability to have Tashmish Shemitah. So then you would have to.
So what does that mean? Then it's 9 minutes after she gets out of the mikvah?
When she gets home, L'chad.
What happens when he gets home?
What happens if
he's not home? So that's not
shkita.
I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. He's not in the town.
Yeah.
Meaning he's home.
No. Yeah.
How do you
get
a
shkita
if he's not home?
I understand.
There is
an ability.
Why if he were home? No, he doesn't say if he were home, then maybe that's what instead of.
Yeah,
so right. They were together right outside the mikvah. Right when she stepped out of the mikvah.
He specifically says time. Alright, so those are the shilas. They're interesting shilas, not usually sonegeya, but they're interesting nonetheless. Okay, the next one, test we don't have to do. Kala shenitma yibay, tabasulim. Well, I lose more time in this. We would have had 2 out of 5. Okay, we're skipping it. Sorry. Hefsetara. Yeah? Read on your own time. Homework. Okay? Hefsetara. Ain't a yishi yachal lahasko lima shemenikiyim, ala achashim muvereres. She can only start the Shemini Kiyum when she clarifies through Bedika that her dam stopped. Now, what does that mean? It says Ayide Bedika.
What's it going to look
like? That's it, she knows she stopped. She just knows she stopped. That's a chayr, that doesn't work, you need a Bedika. Right, that's what he says in the youth test in the footnote. She feels that her dam stopped. Yeah, you see there? Even she knows for sure that many days she hasn't seen. Now there's an interesting chassam cipher. I forget where it's brought. I don't know. I wonder why he doesn't bring it. Where a lady has a makkah, which we'll get to. Maybe he probably brings it over there. She has a makkah and she can't clear up. She knows it's not period blood. It's down from the makkah. Right, but you still need to get, the din is you still need to get a clean hafsikar. Right? Meaning, okay, we're getting ahead of ourselves. If there's a stain on a b'dikakor, you could be toila and she's not, it's not going to make her tamea, but it's not tahara either. Meaning she has to have a clean b'dikakor. Mm-hmm. At the minimum. So there is a shita, I think.
Meaning one person.
Yeah, hefsek tara, and then she'd need one on the first day, and then one on the seventh. Maybe you could be making on one of those. Right, but you need at least minimum hefsek tara, and
one
or seven, that's a minimum. Right, that are clean, clean. But there is a shita, I thought it was concerned, now maybe not, that holds that if she sits in seat, and she knows that there's a certain amount of days where she knows for sure she stopped seeing down, then that can theoretically count as a hefsek tara. And I saw it in one of the Svardi Svarim on Hilchos Nida brings it, that a lady with the makkah can do that. I never heard of anybody being mako like that.
So
except
she knows,
maybe one. He's sorry.
So she knows after 8 days she's clean.
Still doesn't work. But there is a shita that holds
theoretically.
Yeah, according to this shita.
Sure, after 8 days.
Yeah,
but there
for?
Must be cases nowadays where we don't have makas.
Sure. Very common.
So what do they
do? After childbirth, it's very common.
So what do they do?
It's a problem. It's a problem. There's an eitzah that they give. If you take a b'dikakor and you add that to the chasm too. Right. You take a b'dikakor and you put it over the maka. It's not so easily done because if let's say she knows the maka is on the left side. So she puts a b'dikah clause there and then does a b'dikah.
With another b'dikah.
Right. Or, theoretically, she goes to a nurse who puts in the speculum and then that blocks the entry. They get the b'dikah all the way far in without touching the mark. Okay, these are, you know, far-fetched cases. Right? Sometimes
I think it must be. People
explain that here, guys.
Yeah.
Same, but in general, you have to wait until the makkah goes away. Right?
No, you can do it as long as you get a clean b'dikah without. Yeah, you got to get one without the makkah could still be there. Somehow
yeah,
you got to get lucky and get it without. Whatever.
We'll see if it's.
But if there's a makkah there, then it happens during the Shemini Kiyum. That's fine. You could be makel on the b'dikah. That's no problem. Even if it's dominant.
Yeah,
you have to get hefsek tara and one b'dikah. Okay, fine. Let's see by it. Back up top. The eifin, habadika who should kareches aid al etzbar. She wraps the aid on her finger. It's a kniseya by the makom by mikisikar. She puts it as far as she can. To soivena b'snim and she makes it go around inside of her. The cholak tzadim and all the sides of churim stuckim in the holes and in the cracks and the crevices. Because at the end of tivdek I say in rain by them. She checks to see if she sees down. Right. Vafilo im nitmeis. In this Morocco, Ide Kesim, even if she was only talking about Ide Kesim, she has to. She has to still do this as a tar. I mean, don't think if she only saw a stain, so she doesn't have to do this. She does. But B'dikazu, he has to tar. By Yom Shala Achar, who Yom Rishon Shal Shivinakim, and a day later, that starts the Shivinakim. Now, for most of us, this is hopefully a no brainer. There are many horror stories where the people did think that the first day is the first, that Hesketara is the first day of the Shivanikim and they've gone to the mikvah one day early, which is not a good thing. So he points that out and makes sure that you understand that.
Where does Hesketara come from?
Where does the Lashon come from?
No,
I don't know.
Where does the whole concept come from? Is it important,
you think? Where does the Makar for Hesketara? No, you're right. That's a good question. I remember learning it. And I have no recollection. When I remember, I'm gonna tell you. I guess, and if I don't remember, then I won't tell you. Or if you find out, tell me. Yeah. Yeah, if you look at Chafetz, the line reason is that Mikta Sayyam Kekula. You don't say Mikta Sayyam Kekula. Meaning you could say, oh, the Maitre did a Hesked Tara. So she was clean, at least for part of that day. To say Mikta Sayyam Kekula. Alright? You don't say Linyan this, you don't say that. Alright? Okay, fine. So that's the basic Hesked Tara. The Chitza Kaidan B'dika. That's important. Koydim shatasa bedikas hefsektara tirchot sabim oisemakum aveni arkeseo la'achar mikain tibli. So before she does this hefsektara, so she should wash that area, oisemakum, and between the thighs, and then she should do the bedika. Right? Why do you have to do this for? Let's say you get clean without it. Huh? No, you're still supposed to do it. I don't know if you see this. He also doesn't bring. Look at Chaf Gimel. See what he says here. I am Bram Mav. It's good to wash not only with water but with hot water. I am Kor Chayim. We're Ben Ishchai. But Tamashem Da'idei Hamayim Chamin Nisrachei Chadama Yovish Yofa Yofa. The dry blood will get soft very well and it will disintegrate. Shuv Maria Sad. Ach Menadin Yichal Lirchet Tefilu B'Tzad. Menadin she can even wash with cold. Yeah, v'ayin v'shut shirei tara. The impaska b'tara v'le roch to panel shomata. If she was mastic and she didn't wash up, the panel shomata means asamakum. Imadayin hu yoyim yeshul lachter v'lichas v'lichas v'tara. She should go back and wash and do a hefsek tara again. What's the pshat in this? He doesn't bring it. I'm surprised. The reason is because let's say there is some dam left on her. That was dam before, that was old dam. She sees it later after the hefsek tara. So what's going to be? She's going to be matama herself. Because she thinks this is fresh blood.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not. It was old. So why don't you find it? Because she didn't wash herself. If the maaser she did it, she's okay. Right, but it's that. I mean, that's one sheet. There's another sheet that she has to do it because we're afraid the other way that she's going to find them. She's going to say, "Oh, that's old," and really, it's new. That we don't go with. Because if that would be the case, then you'd have to be machmir if she didn't. The mechitza would be the ikuva.
Is there
a
difference? It's old or not? Maybe short or rub.
I don't know if a rub can be toilet. I mean, maybe. Maybe, I don't know, you have to be real expert to tell whether it's really old dung or new dung. Right? Now what happens on Shabbos? Shabbat lasts with her on Shabbos when she once comes to the Hesitar on Shabbos. She has to wash herself with chamin.
She can do it either way.
That gets, huh?
She can wash herself with hot water either way.
She can.
On Shabbos.
Not over there. No, but it's on Shabbos. It's on Shabbos. Shabbos should be on Shabbos. Right? Because it's on Shabbos, right? Shabbos. She can wash it over common. That was eat up on Erev Shabbos. This is a good place to discuss whether you're allowed to take a shower this Shabbos.
This Shabbos?
Or any
Shabbos?
No, this Shabbos. Any Shabbos. It comes up this Shabbos.
Right.
Right? I'm sure there'll be lines of people asking if they can take a shower this Shabbos.
Yeah. You're drunk.
So yes, you have to go around. You're even able to
say what?
You're even able to add on cold water in my mayim acham and hand the klisheni. The hot water is in a klisheni. She should be careful to wash her hands with levy bag because they should let her know that they see this. She should come to see it. The chena din kishavah lasu b'tar b'yam kippurim. Again, so I mean, Yom Kippur you're allowed. Hainu. Shatavet b'chamer shuluchmu me'erev Yom Kippur. Bekam layirchot v'beged ki yim biyad shalai tovel yitzchita. Because she's not given that when she tries herself to zorn melavel yitzchita sara, she shouldn't come to any yitzchita of any area. Right? Yeah. Im rochta esatzu v'fnim b'esamakum. Let's say she washes herself v'fnim b'esamakum. Now this can be nageya. Okay? So she washes herself. Now she's ready to do Hesed Tara. Like Sivdoik B'dikas Hesed Tara taketh la'achar mikain. She should not do B'dikas Hesed Tara right after.
So again, this is Eitz HaTovah?
No, he's saying this halacha. Kivan she ba'ayfin ze im lay matzu klum ain't in raya shetasek miliratam. There's no raya that she stops. She could probably do this in the middle of the period. And it'll stop. Right?
So, what does it mean? Meaning if she just washes
around. If she washes around, then it's no problem. But if she washes inside, then... Right? Elatamten be'erach reva shah achar arachitza. She should wait be'erach a quarter of an hour after washing. Kodesh shetata b'dikas hefsek tara before she does the hefsek tara.
should be dry also, huh?
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
Can be wet sometimes, even.
We'll get. I don't believe
this stuff. We brought it up. I don't know. We definitely.
I don't know, so not if I want Purim, interesting Purim Shabbos. This is the Sefer. Does Manhattan have to read Megillah on Tesvav or Suffolk Yudal and Tesvav?
Why would the pilot?
So when I asked somebody this, he said, "Oh, because the Shahrs in Manhattan create a wall." Because I know that the Gemara Megillah says that Tveria keeps 2 days because it's a Suffolk. Three of the city's walls are walled, and the fourth is the water, is the Kinneret. So does the water act as a wall?
And if you hold it, you can make an area.
So there is the stuff.
It acts as a wall.
So who says that?
There's no wall.
So what? But the mice is all water. Meaning it's protected. It has to make an area of it now.
Is there an answer?
What?
Answer?
The homework.
No, who said it?
Look online. Hebrew books.